This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Thursday, January the 25th. I'm Dustin Huffman. Taking a look at the overnight trade right now, we're seeing a mostly uptrend here. Actually, all of the grain markets are trading just slightly to maybe a nickel higher here on the overnight markets. Wheat is leading the way, much like it did yesterday. World equity markets are also mixed, though, this morning, with Europe mostly lower and Asian markets trading higher. U.S. markets are mixed after a mixed session Wednesday in which the S&P posted another record close and the Dow had losses of over 100 points. PMI data yesterday from S&P indicated the economy was a little stronger than traders anticipated. And this morning, we are going to get a number that will gauge the fourth quarter GDP, where traders were expecting 2% growth compared to 4.9% in the third quarter. We'll also have reports on weekly jobless claims, durable goods, and new home sales, as well as inventories of both retail and wholesale goods. The Dow right now is trading up 99 points. On the livestock side of things, well, live cattle futures continue to trend higher, fueled by strong possibility of higher cash. Some light trade took place in Kansas and Texas at 174, which is a buck higher than last week. Cash trade should increase today, though, as packers need to procure the cattle they need, even if they have to pay more. However, there's uncertainty developing due to the recent weakness of boxed beef. Choice declined $2.16, down $1.14 yesterday for select. This may increase the caution of traders as the second half of the week unfolds. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions, and be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up a quarter cent at 452.5. Soybeans up 2.25. They're at 1242.5. Soy meal up $2.60 at 365.90. Soy oil up 9 cents at 47.41. Chicago wheat up 1.75 at 612.5. Kansas wheat up 5.5 at 631.25. Minneapolis wheat up 5.75 at 710.25. Oats up 2.75 at 368.5. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.